Hello. A number of years ago, I was a user of the FBI image viewer for the Linux frame buffer, and I was very happy. But then I discovered also Vim. Then I discovered that I really needed also the Vim keys into my image viewer, and actually started doing a patch for FBI. At that point, the thing started to diverge a little bit. So I started putting like, I thought like, maybe we do, we show pictures also not only in the frame buffer, but also as ASCII art or on the graphical front end. I wish to have other key bindings, also not in this order, but I put functionalities like having an own command language, perhaps. So an internal command language for custom functionality, custom shortcuts. And, well, the thing diverged completely. Support for EXIF metadata or metadata of other sorts and search on that, and interaction with the standard input and standard output. Yeah, and so in a way that's to play with other programs as well. So the effect was a pretty strange beast. I call this beast FBI improved. It's a program in the Unix spirit, so it's meant to show pictures, not edit them. It has a very minimalistic user interface. It's for command line interface users. It has a configuration file, and it tries to play well with other programs. So I say it's that. So you can see here it shows with a consistent interface in a pixel-oriented mode under the graphical interface or under a frame buffer interface, but also in ASCII art modes with or without color. So you can customize key bindings as you wish. You see here four keys and the correspondent commands. It's in the internal command language. So you see also limited control constructs with if construct. You access, so you can use this language either in the configuration file or in the command line, which you can access like in many programs with the colon key. And then you can also act, so either you write something longer or something much shorter, like the shortcuts, for instance, 3 to go to 3, caret to go to the beginning, or -10% to, for instance, to shrink the picture a bit, and and similarly for many other functions. I said there are some metadata which can be shown. Yeah, they can be shown in the different captions that are in FIM. So here with the percentage escape, you see in blue different escape format strings which you can use to customize the four captions which are possible there. So I use them for the EXIF tags which I actually like or wish to see on the screen. There is metadata search which acts on file name or file size or, I don't know, description based on custom text files that you can edit, very simple ones, so that you can maintain kind of. There is the functionality to, so if you know limit from MUT, you may like to shorten five files, long list of files to four on a criteria, which in this case was to limit the pictures which belong to the category activist. So there is a variable which is called category, which applies to a few of those files. And if it's activist, so we can shortlist the list to only those pictures. So we see four pictures in that current list. So you have different criteria, of course. You can customize those, and you can use it to show custom things. So you can do custom presentations from your original ones. If you wish to show or to visualize a custom filter for images that you are experimenting with, systematically on all the pictures that you wish to probe, you don't have to do a batch conversion. You just run FIM with the special filter command in it, just to visualize them on the fly. So the same concept of having pluggable filters can be used to convert external converters into FIM, so to support many other file formats. So Probably Vim is on your Linux distribution already, so I hope you can have fun with it and it can be useful. Thank you.
Thanks.